Blog Talk Radio.
This is Sports Inside and Out. Legends of Sports, the voice of Legends of Sports. When legends speak, people listen. Now, here's your host, the coach, Chuck Hatcher.
Inside and Out, Legends of Sports for our Saturday morning update. That's right, our Saturday morning podcast, the best Legends sports talk show on radio. That's right, Legends of Sports, voted the number one sports talk show for Legends on radio, and of course, broadcasting as well on SoundCloud around the world. Thank you so much for the 20-plus countries that are involved in listening to the Legends of Sports update, both on Saturday and our weekday broadcast. And of course, before we get started, let's give a shout-out to our military men and women around the world. Thank you so much for keeping us safe here in the U.S. of A and our allies as well, and American Forces Network. Thank you for letting us be the voice of the Legends of Sports for all of our military personnel around the world, bases and government agencies. Hey, listen, thank you so much for Seabreeze, our leader in transitional housing and health care, for wounded warriors and veterans and more, CEO Clarence Baker, thank you so much for supporting our show and the Legends of Sports and being our logistical contractors for getting us from point A to point B. And, of course, Nissan of Norfolk and Nissan of Chesapeake in Virginia. That's right. When we're in the Virginia area on the East Coast, of course, they supply our transportation, getting these old bones from one place to another. That's right. Dan Bannister of Chesapeake Nissan and Mike Foley, of course, the general manager of Nissan of Norfolk and Nissan Chesapeake, SwampandKeys.com. Listen, one thing for sure, if you're ever in the Virginia region, you just tell them the Legends sent you by there, and they take very good care of you because they're supporters of the Legends of Sports. Let's get started right now. Thanks so much. And we're going to give an update, of course, a championship update with the NBA, as well as the news that you can use, as well as some of the upcoming activities. And I think we got Wally Jones, I believe Wally may be coming. Hey, Wally,
yes, right here, Coach Hatcher. How you doing this morning?
All right. Hey, I'm doing pretty good, Wally. How's everybody doing, man?
Doing all right. Just a shout-out for Hall of Fame contributor from VCU, Glenda Cofield, recovering. Yeah, we had a shout-out to her. Another very important thing, top 10 picks. We're going to talk about the NBA draft, but I do have a special guest coming on. I don't know if Dave is on now, whether he's called in. He did call me this morning, Coach.
Yeah, I'm here, Coach. How you doing? Good morning.
Oh, you there, Coach Dave?
Hey, yes.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Praise the Lord. We're doing pretty good. Yeah.
We're doing very well. Dave, I'm going to give a little background off. I've had a chance to do a clinic with Dave. Tremendous, tremendous. You're talking about clinician, Coach, after my own heart. Matter of fact, the young man that helps us out, Jason Alexander, was there helping out, as you well know. The protege, yeah, that's right.
Protege.
Davis, give us a little background on your background. I'm from Harlem, Queens area. I told Bobby Hunter, former Globetrotter contributor, about your background. Could you give us that, Dave?
Oh, yeah, well, I'm born and raised in New York City. I'm a graduate of Dewitt Clinton High. Played football for Dewitt Clinton High and a little football for FAMU. I come from a basketball background, however. My father was on the Harlem Globetrotters in the 50s. And my uncle, my extended family uncle, Nate Thurman, had a good week this week. He couldn't lose. And Al Addles is my godfather. And
wow.
I've been coaching basketball now for 46 years, even though I wasn't much of a player. Turned in there, took my love and kept it going.
Absolutely.
I think that's so important for our listeners to realize when you talk about working with kids, and we had a good time that day. Coach Hatcher with Irv Thomas had a camp, in Miami, and outstanding clinic. A good turnout, too. Wonderful turnout.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, wonderful turnout.
We've been there.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to ask you also, Dave, in reference to your group, I know I had your card, about the things you do. You're in Melbourne, Florida now.
Right. I live in Melbourne, Florida now, and own and operate Big City Basketball. It's a school. It's like karate class. They don't have it anywhere. We have basketball classes. We have shooting schools and dribble days and all sorts of after-school activities year-round up in Melbourne. And I love it. I mean, we teach from 6 to 16. We're in our different gym probably four or five different nights a week because Broward County is so stretched out, but we get to reach all the kids there. And then during the summertime, we take our little talents on tour and we come down here and spend about 6 weeks in Miami. The Big City guys bring a couple coaches, and a few of us are actually going on to Barcelona with Irving in a couple of weeks.
Oh, that's great. That's great to hear. But I wanted to make sure we had him on, Coach. I was hoping Bobby Hunter was on.
Bobby should be coming on. We're looking for him to pop up on the screen.
You're talking about some history.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm sorry about all the noise in the background, fellas.
Everything's fine, man. You sound good.
It's fine, man, because, you know, the Retired Players Association, our organization is really doing a fantastic job of making sure this stuff is positive. And when we get legends, you know what you got here, Wally, let me get up here on the screen. Bobby may be coming up. But, you know, when we talked about a particular phase of what we do at our show, relatives and siblings of legends, this is right down the same ballpark. Not only is he a legend within his own right, but he's also part of a legend legacy, you know, so that's something
that's
very, very vital, I think.
That's correct.
And I think Bobby may have popped up here now. I think this may be Bobby. Bob, is you?
Yes.
Great.
Oklahoma. Tulsa.
He's in Tulsa.
Is that where you are, Bobby?
Yeah. David, failed to tell them some of your classmates in Clinton.
Butch Lee was at school there. I mean, Clinton has produced more basketball players than any other high school in the world. We're proud of that. I think we're at 23. Steve Shepard gone through there. Tiny's from Clinton, Butch Lee. And the list goes on and on. I mean, from Gottlieb in the 50s all the way through when it became a co-ed school in the 80s. Because it was 7,000 boys. So you know that we were loaded every year at Clinton.
Yeah.
Tom Henderson, Ricky Sobers.
Yes. Ricky Sobers, Wyatt Crawford, lots of guys at Clinton, and a lot of basketball to talk about. I happened to be also fortunate enough to coach in the Queens, Brooklyn area at Bryant High School for 7 years when Lamar and all those guys were coming through. So I've been in the fire the whole time, and it's been wonderful. You know,
great players, man. My
very first team at St. Mark's in New York, we used to take our kids from Harlem out to Left Rack City, and we didn't know it, but Kenny Anderson and Kenny Smith were the little kids we were playing then. And now I see them now. I was coaching that team that was playing against them, and I'm just I'm so proud of all the kids that we've had a chance to help out and watch them succeed, and all the fellas that are doing well.
Yeah, that's a story in his own right, Wally. That's a story.
Yeah,
Yeah, Ray Haskins had great praise for you.
Is that right?
He said that you were one of the up-and-coming young coaches that were in Brooklyn.
A long time ago, I was up-and-coming and young. A long time ago. Yeah, I'm an overnight sensation at 60. You know how it is. It don't change. You know, I stopped doing competitive stuff because I'm really competitive, and I turned it into just teaching from the coaching point to teaching. So I haven't lost a game in about 15 years, most an accredited high school and college official. So I like to be on the floor, and I like to give the pointers without having to go home and plan the whole thing anymore. You know, I really love teaching the game because I want to keep it the way it is, the way it was.
Yeah.
Some of this stuff. You know, some of this stuff is a little beyond me right now, but as long as they don't move, I'm going to keep teaching.
Yeah,
man.
And it's so needed. Got to get back to the basics with these kids because they're out of control as far as what they think they know about basketball.
Absolutely, absolutely. As a matter of fact, at Big City Basketball, we give you the 25 most misunderstood high school rules, how to avoid attack, what to say to a coach. We give them a little booklet on how to handle themselves. And that's really part of the game, and that's what I'm interested in, keeping the game the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah, absolutely. I like that, Wally. I really like that. That's very pertinent to what we're trying to do on this show, is teach history and teach what the platform of sports and basketball is, not just basketball at large, but sports as well, because that's a platform for success and organization with the pillars of character for life is right there what we teach you. Basketball, this is indicative.
That's
of
right.
Those pillars of life for integrity and greatness beyond the character of what a potential young man or young woman should be is lacking right now so much because they're going backwards instead of going forward.
There are some good young guys. There are a lot of good young guys. Yeah, Kevin Ollie played for us when I was the associate coach of the Connecticut Skyhawks, and he seems to be the last of the breed to me, a player and a gentleman and a teacher.
I'm
hoping that he gets to spread his word at the next level because he can stop. I think he can stop some of this.
Could I get that list from you, the 25 rules? And the other is I need a little bio on your dad. I have a slight one already because we're going to be doing the Globetrotters from the 50s this February as a part of Black History.
Well, my dad appeared in the movie Go Man Go. If you want to see him, he's in the Go Man Go movie, and he's the guy who falls out the hayloft with the layup at the very beginning. And then he doesn't show up very much in the rest of the movie. But I happen to have a copy of it. And if you want any information, I guess I can give you a couple of things. My website is CoachGartrell.com. And my Facebook is Big City Basketball. And we can be reached there. My email is David@CoachGartrell.com. And I'm available to do AI. I travel a lot. And if you guys have a program that you want to kick up another notch, I'm ready.
Yeah, you can do it.
One of your father's friends is still alive. His name is Tony Wilson.
So I couldn't hear that very well.
One of his friends are still alive, your father's friend. His name was Tony Wilson.
Tony Wilson. Okay.
Tony Wilson.
No. Okay.
And I think he's now living in Philadelphia.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
That is true, Bobby. He lives in Philadelphia.
They were very close. It was Tony Wilson and Georgie Moore.
Right. That's Uncle George to me. Uncle George to me. So I got to spend some quality time with those guys out in San Francisco in the 70s, with that whole crew. So, and that was when Nate was playing and Wilt and all those guys. I got to hang out with the Warriors for a year, so I got to see all those cats.
Yeah, I saw your dad playing up at the Battleground at 150th Street, and it was Georgie Moore, Sweetwater Clifton, and your dad.
That's about right.
Your dad didn't pass the ball that much.
No, he didn't. He thought he was a shooter.
right.
And let me tell you, the DNA proves differently. The DNA says he's not a shooter. Neither am I. The airborne doesn't fall from the tree. How about that?
Right. Okay.
We really appreciate you being on, David. Matter of fact, it's still because, Coach, I really wanted to talk about the top 10 picks. The draft was on Thursday.
Right.
I think it's very important for our listeners to realize to update them about the importance of the draft for each team. Of course, number one was Ben Simmons, small forward from LSU, going to the Sixers. Brandon Ingram, small forward from Duke, going to the Lakers. And a surprise to me, maybe you guys saw, because I know a great deal about the ball player Chris Dunn, an outstanding ball player from Providence. I thought he was going to go to Boston, but they actually picked Jaylen Brown, small forward.
That was a very unusual move for me. Dunn is a great, great talent, man. And I'm looking at their need. And tell Bobby, I want all you to tune in on this. Boston need to complement Thomas.
Yes.
It's
yes.
something that they've needed him because he is the perfect 2-3 combination that could give them that threat. That was a really unusual move because he's suitable for Boston right now at this particular time.
He,
couldn't understand that. Bobby, can you put some bite on that, Bobby? Because what is your take on that?
Well, we're looking at a different coaching style, and also we're looking at a different attitude of a player. And one of the things that you have to have if you go to Boston, you have to have a certain attitude within your game.
But the result of what they got was absolutely nothing.
Jaylen Brown's not bad. He's a nice player from California. I've watched him a couple of times. But I think Chris Dunn will help Minnesota. He's the top defensive player in the Big East. Top defensive player for 2 years from out of the Big East, from Providence. And I put him from Providence. But then New Orleans, Buddy Hield, I think that's going to help.
Now, what's interesting is I happened to miss the whole draft. I was on the boat in the Bahamas and when Buddy Hield got drafted. And they are partying there. Okay. I'm actually on the boat now trying to get off. I'm trying to get off the boat right now. they are partying in the Bahamas. They're having a good time. There were people on every basketball court we saw. All of a sudden.
Right.
I've been there before, and it affected them. And it was real interesting. I haven't seen the draft because I don't watch the TV on my vacation. So I don't know who that is, but I know Buddy Hield got there because they were partying down there.
Yeah, I know they partying.
Well,
David Booth does a good job there.
They have Jamal.
Let's continue down the draft there, Wally, because we only got about 10 minutes left.
Okay, well, Dragon Bender, and I want to talk about him. He's from Crochet. He's a 7-footer, outstanding athlete. I watched quite a few films on him, and he's going to really help Phoenix. And then when you go down to the 7th, Jamal Murray, the point guard, he's from Canada. He went to Kentucky. He's another guy that's going to score the ball, but that's I think that'll help Denver. He's got a style that'll create shots, can shoot the three, go to basket, an all-around player to me. And then Sacramento, Marquise Chris. Power forward, Coach Bob, Dave, this guy's from Washington, powerful young man, and I like what Sacramento's doing him to add to their complement to Cousins as big men to support him. Jacob Pote, center from Utah. I've only seen him once. Big man, handles the post very well. Good offensive moves and a great rebounder. He's going to Toronto, which will help them for and reverence to their big men in support cast.
Right.
And
right.
Rounding out number 10, and I'm going to agree, be quite, sign maker. I don't know. He's from Sudan. So that's where I think that I don't know much about, but I'm sure we'll read more about him and find out what's on. But that's actually the top 10.
Oh, who's going to Dallas?
Pardon me?
Who's going to Dallas?
Well, on the Dallas side of it, who I saw, the Dallas team will get, and I'm looking the top first round. They don't even have a draft in the top first round drafts. So I'm looking all the way up to the 30 top 10, and I don't see Dallas having a pick in the first round of the top 10 on my chart.
The center from Purdue, what's his name again?
The fellow from Purdue, I didn't have his name up here, a ball player from Purdue, but I have the stats here in New Orleans. Oh, Dallas selected A.J. Hammond from Purdue. You're quite right, Bobby.
Yeah,
they did select him on the 46th round, second round, A.J. Hammonds from Purdue, a center, a very good player,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
very good player.
He is good.
Yeah, he's good underneath, good rebounder. I think he really will help Dallas because as a free agent, Nowitzki's going on the free agent line. He's looking to go somewhere.
Yeah, he's not
going to
be there. I don't think he's – I think he might be going to L.A.
Yeah, but they had some tremendous trades. Of course, you all know that Derrick Rose went to New York.
Yeah, I
saw
that last night.
What'd you say?
Yes.
What did you say?
Yes. Derrick Rose went to New York, man.
It's not that I hear what you said.
And we're happy again.
You're happy again.
We got two now already. We might have something. Look, I've been begging for years and holding on. I'm holding on. I'm going to hold on, too.
You're going to hold on. Well, I just hope he's healthy.
I'm going to hold on.
He can help him. He can help him if he's healthy. But Serge Ibaka left the Thunder. Interesting trade with the Magic because they have Victor Oladipo, who I think is a great player, and Ersan Ulusova. He's also there. But when you look at some trades, I look at an interesting trade with Jeff Teague left Atlanta. And they traded George Hill to Utah. So some of these trades right now, the early trades of some of the ballers that I see, that are going to be pretty interesting.
George Hill is from Indianapolis, isn't he? George Hill is from Indianapolis, if I'm not mistaken.
I think that's
a good deal for him.
That Teague trade is good. That's a good trade with Teague. He's true.
Well, Larry Bird wants to up tempo, and they've wanted sleeker and faster. And the new coach is Nate McMillan. I'm so happy that he got in that position.
Yeah,
he's been around all
through. Yeah. Oh, man. Nate's been out there. He's a true trooper, man. He's a true trooper.
He's a player.
Yeah.
But the other trades that I think that I helped them out, of course, you're seeing Thaddeus Young been around four or five different teams. He left again.
Yeah.
Thaddeus, but guess where? He went to Indiana. So when you talk about getting athletes, guys get up and down the court, Indiana Pacers are going to really do an up-tempo style there.
I noticed the talk and the rebuttal of how Bird really came through with a fantastic image of what he wants the Pacers to look like this year. You know, he's going retro from that Boston era. He says up tempo all the way. So it's going to be very interesting. They got a good nucleus there. I think they need one more cornerstone, and they're poised to be in the top four in the East right now. No question.
Yeah, I look them improving because they got some young people. Miles Turner, Paul George. Yes.
Wally, where's the center from Gonzaga go to?
The big white boy. He went to wait a minute.
I know where he went. He went to Orlando in that trade.
Orlando.
Sabonis. Yeah, DeMontis Alford Center. Sabonis, all-around player. He has an in-and-out game. I like the way he also faces up. He can score from outside, but he has a good inside game. So I think that's going to be – he's going to Orlando.
Got a lot of
Orlando.
That Billy Cunningham in it.
Yeah, that's right. He does.
We got one question, guys. They came up on the screen up here. Somebody just popped in and he had a question. Do you think Durant – will stay in Oakland? Now, what that question is out there. They want our input on that. As far as I'm concerned, it looks like with the success they had going into the finals last year, it is a good possibility. I think he may stay in Oklahoma. The other option, I saw this up here, it says that 40% possibility of San Antonio. So I don't know. Between OKC and San Antonio looks like the two driving forces of a Durant possibility. You know?
Well, I'm going to tell you what, who has money is the Lakers. So don't put them out of the equation because they do have money and they got a nice young squad, Coach Bobby Davis.
Yeah, they got a good squad.
Brandon Ingram. I like Brandon Ingram. I like these young players they have.
He can come in and make an instant impact. He can jump and make an instant impact. Yeah. That's for sure.
Well, we're getting a little echo.
Get off the ship.
Yeah, we're getting a little feedback. That means the coach must be getting ready to get off the ferry there.
All
right. Good job, you fellas. That's a debarkation message. That's a get off the boat. That's what they told me.
That's what I'm talking about.
And our listeners
could appreciate that because he's coming out of the Bahamas. All right.
Yeah.
Right. There's a free agent in Cleveland and a free agent in Dallas.
Well, I think LeBron's going to stay. I mean, when you bring your city the championship, I don't see him leaving.
I think he's going to take a championship everywhere he goes. That's the legacy he's got to do. I mean, bringing one to Cleveland is nice. He's got two in Miami, one in Cleveland. Get two in L.A. and maybe one in New York or something. And then you can put yourself back up there. Yeah, I said it.
I like that answer.
I think that's what it'll cement his legacy, is to take the trophy with him. He parades the trophy around for 5 years. He's going to be the greatest player ever if he does that.
Muhammad Ali is gone. Long live King James.
That's right.
Okay. There's a new goat in town.
I saw that,
he didn't answer where the free agent in Dallas was going.
For a guy like him and his age and everything, he'd have to go to a contender. But, when those free agents talk about that money, who has the cap space to pay for Nowitzki for his last, I guess, couple-year
like
contract?
The Warriors.
The Warriors, and they need a veteran.
Well, you know,
the Warriors,
Jemeski, would he be willing to – how much sharing could be done on that court? So I look at it. It's not about the scoring to him right now. It's about getting to a position that he can go out right. But
he's not gonna be. He can't get down the court fast enough for him.
Yeah, you know. You're right about that.
He's a ball guy, but don't get
that Dallas is suitable for him all around. He done won a championship. And he can't create no more bigger legacy than he's done in Dallas.
That's correct. That is true. That's for sure.
Well, the Warriors said they like light players, and he's light.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go over this again. A guy with a jacket on, and it spoke about light skin players.
Well. Yeah, that'll be interesting. I don't think Cuban can let him get out of there. That's, as far as what he's comfortable with right now with his legacy, he can't do no better than Dallas. You know, to him it would be just like a prize fighter going to another weight division and losing out on his legacy that he had and won. So, you know, for him to move right now, there's no more than he can do. He don't want a championship. He's surely going to the Hall of Fame. You see,
he'll be in the Hall of Fame. That's true.
For his comfort zone, you know, it wouldn't make a difference to him. You know, for I would say, you know, if I was looking at it, you know, and then after I was, and if I was in Dallas, he's the face of the Mavericks. It'll be very hard pressed not to be able to bring him as a magnet to bring more people to Dallas, more so than him going. And be a problem getting players to come in, because that would be something that's going to be very hard to do in that situation.
Well,
guys, we only got about 1 minute left. Let's go ahead and give a great shout-out, of course, to all of our military personnel who are joining us as of right now. Thank you for those that are joining right now overseas. I understand this coming in, and I appreciate this new cadre of listeners that's coming in for our Saturday morning blast of Sports Inside and Out. And on behalf of all our staff, Bobby Hunter out there in Oklahoma, Wally, of course, down in Florida, and our guest, Bahama Mama, we got
I'm buying it.
Okay.
My pleasure, fellas.
Hey, Coach, stay in touch. We all need to keep you on that radar for our clinician activity coming up. And we will definitely love to have you as part
My
of that.
My pleasure being on. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right, guys.
All right,
we got to get out of here. And always remember one thing. All of our listeners, when legends speak.
Everybody.
All right. Take care.
I love
Thank
it.
You for, so much for joining. All right.
All right.
Great
Bye-bye.
Show, guys. Great show. Great show.
Thank you, coach.
All right, brother. All
right. All right.
Bye. Bye.
You later,
Wally.
Don't get blown away, Wally. All right.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'll call
later,
you,
guys.
Wally. I'll call you, Wally.
All right, brother. Take care. Thanks for coming on, Dave.